community. That's a word we've been hearing a lot right now. Whether it's hearing about how to keep your community safe, helping your community by checking in on your neighbors, or finding a support in an online community, it's a word that has become static in our minds. For most of us, we thrive when we belong to a group, when we belong to something we can claim as our tribe. Why is being part of a network of people so important? And why does it hurt so much when we aren't? Stay tuned, listeners, as we become a part of each other's community in this episode titled, Why is Community So Important? Hey there, and welcome back. Welcome to episode 3. I really think this episode should have been episode 2 because it goes along with some of the ideas behind this podcast and why it was started in the first place. But let's go on right ahead. For many of us, isolation happens more than we'd like it to, especially right now. Many of us are currently under house arrest, and this is totally out of the norm. I have to say, as much as I've become an antisocial homebody in my 30s, I'm starting to feel the longing to get back out there and socialize IRL. But let's go back in time for a sec. As long as I can remember, I've always hated feeling left out. Childhood throughout adulthood, I had major fear of being the last one to know, being the one who didn't get an invite, or being the one totally missing out. I think it peaked in my late college years and even seeped into my married life a little. I would wonder, why don't I have a hashtag girl squad like all of these other people I see in my feeds? Why don't I have that one person I can call whenever, wherever, who just gets me? Tiny sad violin music playing in the background. I finally realized, and I don't know why it took me so long, that I didn't really need those things. And I don't feel nearly as much FOMO in quite the same ways now. However, if you do happen to have those things, that's great. This episode is about the importance of community, after all. I think I was just looking for it in the wrong places and with the wrong people. I know when I first became a mom and was dealing with a lot of feelings of anxiety, joining a group of other moms that felt the same way really made a difference and made me feel so much better. It was such a big help. But lately, I've been feeling a bit of isolation when I'm around other parents. Just when I think I am making a connection with someone, something happens or something is said that casts a bit of a shadow over the moment, and I withdraw a bit, and then I just end up feeling sad. This may sound weird, but it happens quite a lot. And since it happens quite a lot, and since I feel like I can't really connect with other parents in the ways I would like them to, I find myself wanting to be around other parents who are a lot like me. Now, that doesn't mean I only want to be around those types of parents and I don't want to be around other parents at all. It just means I really want to be around people who go through life and parenting the same way I might. And like I said before, these are the kinds of people that I want to spend most of my time with, most of my time talking to or texting or being in a group call or a Bible study or talking about parenting methods with. These are the type of people that I want to be around and I want to look for. I don't always want to feel weird or be the odd one out all the time. And that's kind of what it started to feel like. One of my favorite podcasters had talked about how to find your community or how to find your tribe. And I think it's okay to be specific with the type of friends you have in your circle, the type of friends you feel you can trust, the types of friends you feel like you can bring up certain things and they're not going to look at you in a weird way because they also understand and they get it. So now let's move on. Why does isolation occur? It occurs because we feel disconnected from our group, our peers, our colleagues, our people, and we don't like this. That's why having group get-togethers, Bible studies, small groups, family gatherings, playgroups, library dates, going to church, etc. is so important. For those of us who are social, we thrive off of connecting with people. We thrive off of our kids making connections with people. And it's okay to want to make connections with others like you. Now we're going to welcome in my husband, Brandon. I wanted to get his point of view on this question, on this idea of community. So welcome, Brandon.
Thank you. Good. Hi, everyone.
Have you joined me in my closet studio?
Yeah, look at this. Fancy. So it's comfy.
It is comfy, cozy. I said earlier, it's like a little clubhouse. We have Emmeline in here with us, too. So we're all just hanging out, being cozy.
Cozy.
Again, welcome. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
So we kind of went into a bit on why I wanted a community, but that's coming from me as a female, as a mom, and I want to hear from you what community means to you, and if you've found any kind of special connections with other people, or you've built your own community, whether that's online or in person, or you had a community you had in person before, but now it's become an online thing, or through texting. Like, I want to know what that looks like for you from a male's point of view, but also as a father and as a young father with a new family. So what is community to you?
Community to me is the first thing I think of is the men's forum that we have. We call it men's forum. It's really a group text of about 12 of us, and it's important because, you know, if you only have one perspective, which is yourself all the time,
yeah,
or, you know, it really gets a little narrow-minded, I think. When it's just you and your own perspective all the time, sometimes it's easy to go off on a tangent, if you will. And not that we don't go on tangents on the men's forum, I'll tell you that. But I think having to bounce ideas off of other people and to send a verse or two to inspire your group is something fulfilling in itself. And to know that you could possibly be helping someone through their day or whatever that may be or mean to them. And to receive texts and to receive inspiration through that medium, I think is just a great way to connect.
So you're saying that having other perspectives kind of gets you out of your head, right? So if you ask yourself something and then only you're the only one answering that, but then when you reach out to other people, you get another point of view.
Yeah.
So again, I'm going to go back to the whole male perspective, because, you know, I might not think the same way as you or experience the same things you do because I am not a male. So when you do make these connections with your men's group, now I need to ask this, is this a men's group from your church? Is it from your old friends? Is it from your coworkers or your colleagues?
Right. It is a group of people from church.
Okay. Yeah. So how do you think that's different than if you were just in a group text with your friends from high school or something?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the obvious, because most of my friends from high school aren't, you know, Christian or have that perspective, Christian perspective, that a lot of most everything that we talk about in the men's forum is Christian based, and a lot of the topics that come up are going to be about the Bible or about spirit of prophecy or about what's going on in the world that is prophetic or, you know, has prophetic connotations and all that. And so I think our main focus is building each other up and directing each other's eyes to Christ. And I wouldn't get that in my other, if I had another group to talk to.
So do you find it refreshing knowing that you have this group of guys that you can reach out to when it comes to biblical things or prophetic things or just spiritual development?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's helpful.
Yeah, so do you, but that doesn't necessarily mean you don't like having a group text with your friends.
Right.
Yeah, so, but you do appreciate having somewhere to turn to for certain things.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to get distracted in this world, right? And having kind of, in a sense, a home base, even though our home is our home base, but to have kind of another base to go to and to find support, it's really helpful, because we all know, I would imagine, that it's really easy to get distracted with things that don't matter in eternity sense.
So what would you say to other guys out there who might think like, I don't need a community of other people, it's not important, or maybe they do think it is important, but they don't know how to reach out. Like, what would you say?
Well, I would say that's kind of how I am. You know, I'm kind of introverted. I don't really go out and seek community. That's just kind of how I've been. But I see the benefits in being able to connect with other like-minded people. So I would say, you know, find the, even if it's one or two people that you feel really close with, and say, hey, let's start a group text, or say, hey, let's connect every Monday night and talk about what's going on in our life, read some scripture, whatever it may be that you feel comfortable doing with, or doing, and then, you know, as you find another person that you connect with, hey, you want to join our group, and it just kind of gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and I think it's just really cool to connect with that many people, you know, all at once. I text and 11 other people get it, and it's like, I wonder what they're going to respond with. I wonder what kind of perspective is going to come through my phone. I wonder what kind of scripture or what kind of video or whatever may come through and give me something to look at and to look deeper into.
Now I want to ask you how you found community with your family members. So like your immediate family members, so that's meaning me as your wife and your daughter. So how do we form community, and what has that meant to you?
You know, it all starts with our immediate family. That's where community really starts, I think. It's like a tree trunk, or like a tree, and your immediate family is the trunk, and then you cultivate what you want to cultivate in a family, and then the fruits come out in society, right? As you go out into society, you bring whatever you learned and whatever you cultivated in your immediate family, in your immediate community, and that is given to the world. So it really all starts with the family, and it's the most important community that you have.
I think she even talks about, Ellen White even talks about that in Adventist Home, right?
She does. And missionaries are created at home, right? It sounds weird to think like the closest thing to you is your immediate family, and that's where missionaries that go abroad or wherever are created.
So yeah, that just goes to show how important it is to develop that sense of community within your own family, in your own household, and developing that relationship with each other, and emphasizing the importance of respect for one another, respect for God, and then that carries out into the world, whether it's people I interact with or people that you interact with, and then eventually people that Emmeline will interact with as she grows up and gets older. I think also this idea about having a community within your family is going to be a segue into another topic that I've thought of having, and that's about family worship and what that looks like. So we can talk about that maybe together too. And what family worship is like for us, and how it's changed even in the last year or even in the last few months, and how I think it's so important, not only because the Bible talks about in the morning and in the evening talking about God and walking with God, but also Ellen White talks about how important it is to have family worship. So I didn't have that as a kid, and I think it would have been really beneficial to have everybody in your family and your household together to have that kind of time together and to recognize how your family loves you and they also love God and they want you to know God and to love Him and to know who He is, and He enjoys spending time with us and having community with us, right? Okay, so why is community important? It's important because we can gain other perspectives. We can get a more well-rounded view on something. We can connect with others on a deeper level and draw closer to Christ in doing so. We can have specific prayers. We can build each other up and encourage one another. Isolation hurts because we feel alone. But I want to encourage you and myself and remind you that you're not alone. First of all, we have God, and we can go to Him with everything and anything. Secondly, we do have our community. So I encourage you to go find it. Go find your community. Connect with your immediate family, your spouses, your kids. Connect with God. Make that your first community. And then ask Him to lead you to the right people. That is all for now, friends. Goodbye, and I hope we can be a part of each other's community. Thanks again for listening. Be blessed and be well.